A Novena to St. Alphonsus of Liguori. Day 2. Meditation for Tuesday in the 8th week after Pentecost. Remorse of Christians in Hell. The greatest torment the damned will have to suffer in hell will be from themselves, from their own remorse of conscience. Their worm dieth not. Alas, what a cruel worm will it be to Christians who are lost in hell, to remember for what trifles they have damned their souls. Have we, then, they will say, for such trifling, transitory, and poisonous gratifications, lost heaven and God forever, and condemned ourselves to this prison of eternal torments? We had the happiness of being of the true faith, but, forsaking God, we led miserable lives, to be succeeded by another life still more miserable in this pool of fire. God favored us with so many lights, so many means of salvation, and we miserably chose to damn ourselves. What does our past life appear at present but as a dream, a moment? But what will a life on earth of 40 or 50 years appear to the damned, when after hundreds and thousands of millions of years have passed away, they find that their eternity is only commencing? How will those miserable pleasures for which they have sacrificed their salvation appear to them then? They will say, "Have we then, for these accursed gratifications, which were scarcely tasted before they were ended, have we condemned ourselves to burn forever in this furnace of fire, abandoned by all and for all eternity?" O my Jesus, thus should I now have been bewailing my misery in hell, if thou hadst let me die when I was in sin. I thank thee for the mercies thou hast shown me, and detest all the sins that I have committed against thee. Had I been in hell, I could no longer have loved thee. But since I can still love thee, I desire to love thee with all my heart. I love thee, my God, my love, my all. Amen.
O my glorious and well-beloved patron, St. Alphonsus,
thou who didst toil and suffer so abundantly to assure men the fruits of their redemption, behold the miseries of my poor soul, and have pity on me. By thy powerful intercession with Jesus and Mary, obtain for me true repentance for my sins, together with their pardon and remission, a deep hatred of sin, and strength evermore to resist all temptations. Share with me, I pray, at least the spark of that fire of love wherewith thy heart didst ever burn, and grant that, following thy example, I may make the will of God the only rule of my life. Obtain for me, likewise, a fervent and lasting love of Jesus, and a tender and childlike devotion to Mary, together with the grace to pray without ceasing and to persevere in the service of God even to the end of my life,
that so I may finally be united with Thee, in praising God and Most Holy Mary, through all eternity.
Amen.